Today being the 21st day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 22nd day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zara chapter, continues from the 76th ayah of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukine will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الأغلق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره والدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. لا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون. الله تبارك وتعالى أبدى telling us what is going to happen to Prophet Islam, that he is a poet, he is a soothsayer. Allah is saying, it's not for the Prophet to even learn poetry, let alone for him to be a poet. He is now turning his attention to the Prophet directly himself to console him, so that give him a consolation of what he's hearing, because he sent him. Allah is telling him, don't be certain because he moved by their statements. Inna la alamu, we know. My Seruna, what they are saying in secrecy, but my Ulimun, and what they are saying openly. Don't think that whatever is happened to you, we are oblivious of it. Allah is telling him, we do know. Whatever they tell you, they are not telling you because of you, they are telling you because of me, Allah. Because these are the same people. Before I sent you, they said, you are Salikul Amin. You are the one that tells the truth, you are a trustworthy one. They loved you, you are one of them. What will change the difference is because of my message. Whatever they are telling you is because of my message to you. So don't bother about it. It is because of me they are telling you this. Don't be saddened.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Allah is asking us again. Awalam yara al insan. Here he specifically mentioned man. Before he has said, Alam ahadilekum ya bani Adam. He has called you with the name of your first father, your private father, to draw your attention. He is asking you now, Awalam yara al insan. Man, don't you see? Anna khalaqnahu min nutfatin. That we created you from a drop of sperm from semen.
And look at him now, arguing with us. If man look at his origin, should he even have anything to say? Allah is very clear here. In another place, he said, "I ask of the insan, I intalak asuda, alam yakul adfatan mimmani intumne, thumma kana alakata ma'alaka basawwe, faja'ala minhu zawjain zakar al-unse, alaysa zalika biqadirin Allah yu al-mote bali." Allah is saying, man, do you think you shall just be left alone? Is it not we that created you from the drop of sperm in the semen? Nutfatan min maniyin. Nutfa is the drop of sperm. Because the sperm itself, you have close between 5 million to 200 million. But in most cases, the 5 million, all those ones cannot really give rise to having a child. The one that normally give rise is the one that is as much as about 100 million sperms in a semen. It's just like a teaspoonful. It's what comes out of the organ of the man when he ejaculates. Whitish in color, this one is semen. Inside this semen itself is food that is used in feeding the sperm that is inside. This sperm, they are the ones that, if you count, most of the time, there are about 100 million in the one that a human being is formed from. And in this 100 million, nutfatan, only one is used to create you as a human being. Where are the rest? The rest, they died off. At that stage, do you know who you are? Do you know what it is? If this sperm, if this semen was to enter the uterus of a woman, and her mucus is able to cover it, it can stay for 5 days without dying. Within this time, it tries to fertilize the egg of the woman. If it gets fertilized, then that's how you come to the world. So your chance of coming to the world is 1 in 100 million, and to have the right condition of warmth and to be deposited in the correct place. That's why a man cannot say, "I have 10 children because I go to meet with my wife." Is it for you to have 10 children? Is it 10 times you go to meet with your wife? It's only when Allah wishes it to be created, it's created. مَا مِن نَفْسٍ قَائِمَةٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ قَائِمَةٌ إِلَّا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. One day the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahabas went to him. They said, "We used to do ejaculation outside, because some of them that want to have birth control in their time, that they feel they don't have children, they will ejaculate outside instead of ejaculating inside their wives. That the Jews are joking with us." They said, "That is ma'udat al-sughra, that we are killing children by doing that. We are the one that said, we are the ones saying that people should not bury children. But that one is the small burying of children." The Prophet said, "They are telling lies. مَا مِنْ نَفْسٍ قَائِمَةٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ قَائِمَةٌ إِلَّا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is no soul that Allah will create, but He will create that child before the day of judgment. If Allah wishes to create it, even if the sperm fell inside the water or inside the top of the stone, it will still go get a woman, get inside there and become fertilized and egg, and it becomes a child. So look at the chances of your coming to the world. It's far less than 1 in 100 million. Minimum is 1 in 100 million. Yet you come out and you have something to argue. Then, do you think you are just created like that? You are just sitting down. Somebody came to you. He said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Since I finished, I have no work. There's nothing I'm doing. Even to eat is difficult. Even to go out is difficult. To have clothes to wear is difficult. I don't want to follow me. Where are we going?" He said, "We are going to Abuja." When he went, he showed you an office. This office, there is a refrigerator, there is TV screen, there is a table, there is fire, there is everything that an office needs, there is. Then he brings you outside. This is a car that you use to go to work and come back. He takes you somewhere else. This is your house, it's a quarters where you live in. He gives you, he said, this is your driver, this is your cook. After giving you all those things, then this is your office. You go to the office, then people knock at the office and come and bring fire down. You didn't look at it, sir. No, he didn't tell me that I'm coming to do any work here. He said, this is my office. Then your friends will come inside the office. You say, bring me that card. Let us play card. On the television. You go into the fridge. You pack the things out there. You sat down. You are drinking. You are enjoying. You are playing card. They bring fire. It piles up. They are expecting a report from you. They told you, say, no. The person that brought me here did not tell me that. What will happen? The person will come and tell you, I am somebody inside. I brought you to the world, gave you all these things, just like that. You'll be left like that. There's no work you came to do. Even your common sense, does it make sense? After Allah has created you, giving you eyes, giving you hearing, giving you your mind, giving you your limbs, giving you the way to talk, giving you legs to walk, giving you health, raised you from childhood, then you came to this stage now. You said there is nothing that Allah meant you to do in this world. Then when somebody tells you, then you are arguing, where did you come from? Not what I mean. Just a sperm out of several hundred millions of sperm inside a semen. Faiz Ahmad Hassim Mubin, and he's clearly arguing that he has a right with you to be told who you are and the responsibilities on you. You are the slave of Allah. The whole of this creation was created to assist you in living in this world. And your duty here is to worship Allah. In worshiping Allah, you serve Allah, Him alone, and you give respect to all His creations on earth. This is what you are here for. If you don't know, we are telling you now. If anybody tells you no, tell us who has ever come to this world and said He created this world. Who has ever told you that He created you? If you don't know, we are telling you that you are created by God. You are owned by God. This is what He asked you to do. If you don't do it, wait. There are consequences. When the consequences come, you will see it.
وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم
وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم وضرب لنا مثلا
This man is so full of himself to the extent وضرب لنا مثلا He to himself parable for us ونسي خلقه And he forgot himself that he was created. He forgot. What does he say? Call, he said this. Man yuhyi al-'idhama wa hiya ramim. Who will bring to life this bone that is already dilapidated? Wa hiya ramim, when it's already, you know, more or less decomposed. This bone. Ubay bin Khalf. Layla anatullahi. This man. The Prophet was still down. He went to bring bone that was already decomposing and came and blew it in front of the face of the Prophet when he was still down in Makkah. And he said, you said Allah will cause this thing to be back to life again. You, this Muhammad, you said Allah will bring this to life again. The Prophet looked at him. He said, Allah will cause you to die. He will bring you to life and He will enter you to hell. It's finished. That's the end of it. Be very careful. Prophet is not a play matter. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ شِئِرًا He's not here to play with anybody. If you don't know how to talk and by mistake you say something to the Prophet you are doomed. And the danger in it وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ The Prophet is among us all the time. Let us be very careful. Because you are given the organ of speech, doesn't mean you say anything that comes to you. You are given the organ to see, doesn't mean you say anything. Allah is saying, Oh, Alam Yara, don't you see? Seeing from your eyes and seeing from your mind. These two, you have to combine them. And they ask yourself, Who am I? Where did I come from? How was I? Just now you are a child. You cannot carry yourself. not to be carried. You cannot even know where food is. Food has been brought to you. Then you are growing. Until you now know where food is, you go to take it. You did not do it. Until at the time you are strong enough to go and look for your own. Until at the time, you too, you are strong enough to talk to somebody else. You even have the need to want to meet it to a woman. Then you want to argue with God. Who has ever gone there and come back? You, have you gone there and come back? So Ubayy bin Khalaf, he was the one who took gold and went to the Prophet and was telling him, "Man yuhil izama wa hiya ramim." Who is going to bring this to life when he says, Allah that created you will cause you to die, he will bring you to life, and he will enter into hell. And he's in hell now. That is all. This Quran is talking to all of us. Don't wait until when there is no time for you to repent. To repent. Allah created you. We are telling you this. Allah created this world. Anybody that is not Allah, anything that is not Allah is created by Allah. And you have to worship that Allah. Don't worship what Allah created. Like you. Just like you yourself. What your fellow human being created for you, like car, like houses, like dollar. Your human being like you created it. Don't worship those things that were done by human beings for you. Then you too, you are human being. If you stand up, you can do what they did.
يحيي الذي أنشا أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم.
يحيي الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. This is how Allah will do it. يحييها. This my will is that وهي رميم. كل يحيي الذي أنشأها. The one that brought it to life in the first instance is the one that will bring it out again. All creation, whether the one he created himself, whether the one that what he created created, all of them he is aware of it. Because Allah created and also endowed you with the ability to create. If he did not endow you with it, you will not do it. We see some animals like birds, they go ahead and make their nest and enter it. We see that. We see other animals like as big as lion, as brave as lion, they can't make a house for themselves. We see some that can not even make one place like stone and mountain, but they are huge. We see some like trees. They can give shade to everybody, but there's nothing they can do. So Allah endowed you. That's why in this world we will see some that Allah has given the capacity and some Allah will not give capacity. So that you will know that capacity does not come by itself. Allah gives it. You see a human being is a human being. From the beginning of his life until he dies, he can't provide himself food to eat. You that you can provide yourself food, this should give you a good thought. You see another human being. It's like you. You are giving back to blind, and he's blind till today. Which means you did not give yourself sight. If people give themselves sight, or they go to buy it, this one should have been able to go and buy it. You see, another human being sometimes is giving back to, he has no limbs. Which means you that you have limb, it is not you that have capacity to give yourself limb. If not, this one should have given their child limb. Because maybe their father is even richer than you. You see some that come to the world, they are able to have wife and have children. Another one is not able to have wife and children. So whatever Allah gives human being, he will also get another human being that he does not give it to. Whatever Allah gives to human being as part of his creation, he will give see other creation that he does not have it. So Allah who kulli khalqin alim, all creation that he created Allah. And the one that those creations create, that's those that can create, Allah is aware of them.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنتُم مِّنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ.
الذي جعلكم من الشجر الأخضر وإذا أنتم منه توقدون.
الذي جعلكم, if this Allah that put for food gave you من الشجر الأخضر, from tree that is fresh and green, نار fire, وإذا أنتم منه توقدون, and from it you bring fire that you use. Here there are some trees that are green, they call them green tree, that you use the same way you use lighter. You brush it against each other and light will come out. How much they have it? This Allah is using this as an example. There are other examples with it. Today, the major energy we use in the world is from the sun and from the fossils. From the sun and from the fossils. That's fossil fuel. The sun, we already see it. The fossil fuel, all of them are carbohydrates. All of them are carbon and hydrogen. Hydrocarbons, we call them. How do you get these hydrocarbons? We all know that human beings inhale oxygen and gives out carbon dioxide. The animal, the same thing. Any animal that has the animalistic life in him, this is what also happens. Then the plants, they also take in carbon dioxide and then give out oxygen. All this we know. Not only that, these plants, they now undergo photosynthesis from the energy they take from the sun, then create carbohydrates. This is the chief energy on earth. These carbohydrates, they fall, they go to the sea. The plants in the sea, algae, are consumed by the animals in the sea. All the things in the sea, and these algae and these plants, when they die, they all end up in the sea or on the earth. They are buried. After some millions of years, some 1 million, some 2 million, they end up at fossil fuel. This is how you get your petroleum. And the earth crust covers it and gives it pressure. So you have it under pressure with gas and your fuel and your the oil itself, oil deposit itself. Sometimes you can see it on top. Sometimes you have to dig far inside the earth crust to get it. So this fossil fuel that is there, Allah has put there millions of years before you came to the world. Today, they are now for you. Don't you think before you use it? You have a creator. All you will need in this life, he has made it before he brought you to the world. And when he made it, he did not give all at a time out. He allowed it to be discovered in pieces, in time. What you are using yesterday, tomorrow another one will discover, those ones will continue. You think, I will have finished all the energy of the world, something else is discovered. All of us today, we are using petroleum. This petroleum, how did you get it? It's hydrocarbon, but how did it get there? Man himself is able to discover that all is because of the things that die in the seabed, the plants that die, that later turn to be this, after spending millions of years under the earth crust. If we know this, then should we not be grateful to the one that allowed it to be turned into this well? So any fire we are using today, all is hydrocarbon. Whether it is plants that has water in it, like eucalyptus, it can still burn now with the water in it. Or is one that dry, because firewood, it can burn. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Allah is asking you, all the time you are lighting, you are putting fire to cook your food. Whether it's gas, whether it's firewood, whether it's kerosene, whether it's petrol, whatever you are using, Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا. The tree that led to it to become like that, are you the one that bring it out? I'm not a Muslim, or it is me. That's why Allah is asking, If you don't know who Allah is, he is this one. الَّذِي جَعَالَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَهَدَرِ النَّارًا فَيْزَ أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْكِدُونَ. He is the one that brought life for you from these green leaves, these green trees. It became your energy that is, you are now using تُوْكِدُونَ to fire whatever you are firing. Without fire in this world, what are we going to be able to achieve? Without the energy of the sun, what are we going to be able to achieve? The trees themselves, without the sun, is not possible, because you need it is the sun they use to get the photosynthesis, the energy. So all of us should try to study at least basic chemistry, basic biology, so we can be able to thank Allah properly. When we see things that we are using, we know it is not our making. Allah made it for us. We in Nigeria today, that we are so stupid and foolish. Foolish! That we are not grateful to God. Why is it that Allah did not make this petroleum to be discovered before 1958-57? If it was discovered in the 1950s, you think the colonial master would have left here in peace? Let us here in peace? They discovered it later. Yet, because of that, they don't leave us in peace. They are not even Nigeria in peace just because of this energy we have. Look at Russia today having a problem with Ukraine. Why is it that all of them are afraid to face Russia directly and fight it? The hypocrisy of the West is clearly shown in this war. What is Russia doing to Ukraine that Israelites have never done to Palestinians? Israelites have done worse things to Palestinians, they all get quiet. Anybody who is backing Russia today is wrong. But anybody who is also defending the West against Ukraine is also more wrong. Because when you see things like that happening, with Israelites are doing those things to Palestinians, what did you say? Idi Amin said, Americans and British people said they are hypocrites. He said, Israelites are the worst people. He said, he didn't understand it. He said, refugees have got to your land. You come and be refugees. The British people settled Israelites after the Second World War in Palestine as refugees. They took it over. They planned a war. Usually the war came, they used it to annex other places. UN made several resolutions. Which one has been kept? Over 90% of whatever you call Israel today is Palestinian land. Whenever they arrive, they make incursion. They kill this one. They do this one. If they cannot go to their land, they are seeing their father's land. Everybody knows. Within this 1967 till today, everybody is seeing it. If you don't talk, and you talk in this issue of Ukraine, then everybody knows that you are not just. Everybody has come to see now America in the open, in their nakedness, that they are the problems of this world. America is the problem of this world. Everybody has seen it now. And this is why. It's energy. If Russia didn't have energy, didn't have gas that they are supplying to Germany, they are supplying to Europe, and they don't depend on their energy, all of them would have quickly taken their weapons and given it to Ukraine, and even sent go to Ukraine to go and face Russia. They are all afraid because Russia has energy. The same energy that Libya had and controlled and was able to build his country, give everybody a free education, give everybody free housing, give everybody free health. And this hypocritical West, may Allah cause them to the end.
Amen.
They came back and went back and were saying they want democracy in Libya. They were telling Libyans who have little brain that you are not allowed free speech. The day your child says he has free speech, let him get out of the house. I'm going to feed himself. Gaddafi was saying, you say you want free speech. If today I die, you will know. Today, what is Libya in? Because Libya has energy. The same thing they are trying to do to Nigeria because they have energy. They want Nigeria to disintegrate so that they can come and pound on it. Pound on it. You know, why are they bringing us loan by force? IMF loan, World Bank loan. And all this. What do you call this? These are the protégés that, as this politician, over 90% are protégés of the West. They are working for the West. They are in their secret societies. All of them are just trying to be leaders just because of what they put on their mouth. Greed. Then they will go for the rest. This Boko Haram, some of the person knew about it. What did they do? They come, they were closing our factories where people can work so they can destroy the north. Now they want to destroy the east. They are saying, I pop, and should seek for, you have right to self-declaration. They want Biafra. It's not Biafra they want. People that are thinking that it's Biafra that I pop want, they don't have common sense. They don't think long. They just want to have an inch of Nigeria so that they can descend on the whole of Nigeria. Make it a war zone like Somalia, then be stealing our wealth. That's all. You know, what is the ability of Biafra? What do they have? What do they have after they have Biafra? They don't have money. If not stealing. So let us, all of us, know this. Allah gave us wealth. This sun is energy. This positive wealth is energy. Allah gave all this to us. Let us use it judiciously. Let us come back to ourselves. How can somebody tell you you have your reserve in his country? Why should you even keep your money in somebody's country? You are not a slave. You want to keep money. You say, I will keep it. You have to keep it in my country. The real money everybody knows is gold, diamond, oil, wealth. Wealth is wealth. Why can't the wealth is in your country? Why can't you also get gold that you require put in your country? This is what Gaddafi was doing that made him powerful. This gold, they have stolen all of it. Saddam was trying to do it. They have killed Saddam. They have killed Gaddafi. Let them kill Putin. Putin said, we are not going to trade in dollars. Where must we trade in dollars? Who are you that we are going to trade in your dollar? What's your dollar to us? We have energy. We have oil. You come and take it and you say, you give us paper. Give us wealth that you have. If you have no wealth, then agree that you have no wealth, then come and beg us. They will feed you. This wealth that Allah has given, these trees that we are seeing, don't just be cutting trees without planting. Sheikh Ibrahim Yasir, he said, plant trees. Don't just be cutting down trees. So even rain that comes down is because of these trees that asking Allah for their sustenance, that rain comes. So all of us, let us plant trees. Let's come back to Nigeria and discover ourselves. This wealth is given to us by God, not by anybody. If it's good that they're giving us this wealth, the white West will never allow us to have the wealth. So Allah is the one that gave us this wealth. Most of this wealth is from the sun and the trees. And some Allah has put it there millions of years before everybody went to where he is today. Praise Allah to be able to do it. It's from it now that we light, we get electricity from, we get our hydroelectricity from, we have our diesel energy from, and the rest. So may Allah secure our country for us. This energy has given us. May Allah make us to be in control of it. Not that people are in control of us because of the energy.
أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم.
أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ولم يعي بخلقهن بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم. أوليس الذي is in this one خلق السماوات والأرض that has created the firmament and the earth بقادرين. Is it not possible for this one? Does it not have the ability Allah أن يخلق مثلهم that he can create equivalent of it again? But hey, this is so Allah can do it. هو الخلاق العليم. He is one خلاق, not just خالق, خلاق that creates and creates and creates. Al-Alim, knowledgeable, that has knowledge in his creation. Allah is coming back again, like Sheikh Ibrahim said. He said, Allah, whenever he wants to take your attention to who he is, he asks you to look at the firmaments. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one that created these firmaments. We have told you before, look at yourself in this firmament. Compare yourself where you are in the firmament. Just take the globe of the world, just this world alone. Where is your country? Where is the town? Where are you? Are you up to your dot in it? Then this world itself that you are saying in, that Allah has created all the natural things that will make it easy for you to live on. The oxygen is there, the carbon dioxide is there, the nitrogen is there, the hydrogen is there. All the things, potassium, phosphorus, are in your body, are here. Even as you are just going and you are inhaling air, you are also eating. This one that created you, created and gave you on this earth, as we are saying now, is moving at a speed of not less than 100,000 kilometers an hour. You don't fall down. You have G able to keep you down because of gravity. Then he puts the mountain, Rawasiya Antamidamikum, so that you don't shake. Then he calls the moon to be your satellite that will take light from the sun. Later I'll show it to you in the night. The sun will give you the light directly in the day. In the night, when you are going to rest, he will give part of that light to the moon to give you. Then you, on this earth, the moon as your planet surrounding, going around, and the other planets like the earth, like Saturn, Pluto, and the rest, all of you, you are in the so-called solar system. This solar system is just one out of over 200 billion systems in your own Milky Way galaxies. There are other galaxies, also in billions. And all the time, وَإِنَّا لَمُسْكُونَ Allah is creating, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ He's creating all the time, He's not stopping in creation. And the whole of your solar system is moving, itself in a stream, like swimming. وَالشَّمْسِ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا It's running in this stream to a defined position. Until you get there, it will not stop. It will not stop. And it's moving at least 200 kilometers per second, which is about 720,000 kilometers per hour. That's the whole solar system is moving at that speed. This is what I created this moment. That every time you come, you look at it. These stars you are looking at, each of them is like the sun. It's a star that is generating energy. It has its own planets that are too small for you to see. These stars are far, 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 farther away than the sun. That's why you see them like that. And your eyes, as tiny as they are, Allah is able to create a ring for you within the electromagnetic spectrum. The visual part there for you to be able to see. Hundreds of millions far away you are seeing the stars in the night. The sun you are seeing now, comes, you are seeing it 8 minutes ago. Because it takes 8 minutes for the light from the sun to get to the earth. All this, you are seeing it. Before, you don't know, but every day scientists are discovering it. They are working hard to discover more things. That's why at the end of the day, people are going to bring their hands down. Apart from God, nothing is there to be worshipped. Oh, what Allah could I mean? Whoever is doing this creation was very negligent. Look at the way this mosque is. Somebody will tell you that it was built by an ignorant person. So, seeing this moment, you should know the extent of knowledge, limitless knowledge of Allah. And in your own case, with your little knowledge in creating, look at the energy you spend to create. Look at the toil you have to do to create. We are seeing roads construction. Look at all the machines brought. You are scraping this, you are taking this, you are taking it there. To make 1 kilometer of road, look at how many days it takes. Look at how many machines it takes. Look at how much energy it takes. Is that how Allah is? No. Allah has qadir, be qadir. Allah has ability. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ أَلَا أَنْ يَخَلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ He has the ability, not your kind of ability, that is limited. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ Allah is the one that is continuously creating, is a creator and a creator and a creator continuously, and is one that has knowledge, limitless knowledge.
إِنَّمَا
إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. The ability of Allah is not like your ability. You have to sit down, think, plan. No, in the case of Allah, this is how His own is. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ His own affairs is like this. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا If He wishes anything to be, فَإِنَّمَا يَكُرُ لَهُ He just said to it, كُرْ كَافْ أَنْنُنْ فَيَكُنْ Then it is. This كُرْ is said to us because we cannot understand speech except we are told that it is like this. Even you, Allah has given you your own level of kun. Now, you want to see something. Do you have to tell your eyes kun before you see it? You just thought this is. You want to lift something with your hand. Do you have to tell your hand kun before he does it? Allah is just telling us, just between kaf and noon, there is nothing. That's why it is like that. Allah just says, this is you, and it's just there. It's just there. So this format, Allah just created it like that. Not that He has to put this thing together, put this one together, put this one together. But it is all that He teaches to do that. So we have to know that Allah is not like any other creation. Any other creation. Allah is the one that created. He is not created by anybody. Learn it, what I mean that. That is why, again, we always have to pray to Allah. And this is what kun, use it. Sheikh Ibrahim Yas, in prayer, he asked us to be praying. After wazifa, he brought this word in. I said, Allahumma anta al-awwal, falaysa qablaka shay'un. Wa anta al-akhiru, falaysa qablaka shay'un. Wa anta al-zahiru, falaysa qablaka shay'un. Wa anta al-batinu, falaysa qablaka shay'un. Wa kun, Allah be for us. Be for us. Ya Awwal, Ya Akhir, Ya Zahir, Ya Batin, Waliyan wa Nasira. This is what he put it inside. So that's why it's so powerful. Be for us. Allah, be for us. Sheikh Muhammad Adagri. Sheikh Muhammad Gibrima. In one of his prayers, everyone he started, he said, Kullana wa lakal hamd. Kullana wa lakal hamd. Kullana wa lakal hamd. Be for us, and the praise is yours. Be for us, and the praise is yours. This word is a very powerful word, but you have to use it correctly. For those that Allah has opened the door for, and they want to use it, they can almost do anything they want to be. There are those that Allah has given as character asma'i. These names of Allah, all of it is in their front. But one thing good is that Allah does not give it to an ignorant person. Find such people, even if they have no food in their house, they will not use it to ask for food from Allah. One day, a person studied with a man. When he studied with him, he saw this man doesn't get annoyed. But if difficulty comes, and he had to do something, he just does it. Then he asked the man, sir, do you have Bismillah in Azam? He said, I can't give you license. Yes, I have it. He said, why don't you teach me? He said, I will teach you. But I will give you a test. He asked his students. The following day, he gave him a small bowl. Covered. He said, take it to my friend Mana in the next village. He was going. The bowl is empty. There's no way, there's nothing inside. This man gave me an empty bowl to go and give. I said I should be careful with it. On the way, his wife could not take it. He opened it. There was a tiny bug inside. Flew away. Can he go to the village? The message is coming. When he came back, he said, what happened? He said, the body said, how did you know the body is inside? If you are not trustworthy to take a bowl covered from here to that, How can Allah trust you with this million hands? Another one. His teacher told him, he said, I want you to go today to stay at the city gate from morning to evening and watch everything you see so that you come and tell me what you think of life. He went and he was at the city gate from morning, watching people passing. This one going, how this one is greeting, how this one is answering, how this one is cheating, how this one. Until towards the evening, when the gate was about to be closed, an elderly man was coming, very old, with firewood on his head. They were just about to close the place. Please let me enter. I couldn't get firewood on time. You know this, all these security people. If not Allah, very few of them will enter for this. They had the same kind of habit. They just took the firewood from him, threw it away, and beat him and sent him away. You don't know that you have to come since until now. The man went back gently, packed his firewood, and started going back to the bush. When he came, he said, did you see anything that was very interesting today? He said so many things, but one was outstanding. What he said, he saw an elderly man like this, who was suffering. Look at the way the security who dealt with him. It happened? He said, you, if you have power, what you may have done? I will deal with those people. Why should they treat a servant of Allah like that? That man you saw, he said, yes, he's my teacher who taught me Ismail Azam. That's how he lives his life today. That's how he's living his life. So for you to know that the way Allah has created you and what he has provided for you is the best for you, is the beginning of knowledge. Just the beginning. I'm not satisfied with this. I'm not satisfied with this. I'm not satisfied with this. I'm not. Then you want to be servant of Allah. You cannot be until you are satisfied with Allah and you love Allah and you immerse yourself in Allah and you don't say anything but Allah before you start talking of wanting Allah. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. Whatever Allah wishes to be, that's how it is.
فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وإليه ترجعون.
وسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم. وإليه ترجعون. وسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. فسبحان. The only thing you can say after all this is this سبحان. Allah is far removed from any imperfection and any deficiency. فسبحان. This one, الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء, فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء. ملكوت is the control that is controlling عالم الملك. Everything on earth, the عالم الملكوت is controlling it. The one that is in his hand is Allah. فسبحان, he is far away from any inefficiency and any imperfection. الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء, that he is the kingdom of everything is in his hand. Where they do their own. And at the end, you and those things return back to Allah. This brings us to the end of this surah. This surah, at the beginning, we said, the Prophet said, this is the qalb of Quran. It is the heart of Quran. If you recite it once, you get this word for reciting Quran 10 times. Each of these verses has angels allotted to it. Another place that so many hadiths have been reported about the virtues of Yasin, but the comprehensive one is what the Prophet said. Yasin lima kuri'at. Yasin for what it was recited for. Whatever need you have, if you are going to go out, recite Yasin. If you want something, stand up, pray with Yasin. Ask Allah for your need with Yasin, and Allah will grant it for you. All of us should learn to pray to Allah all the time. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Lawadittu anna yasin fi qalbi kullun fi ummati." I wish that Yasin is in the heart of every person in my ummah. Even if you cannot memorize it, once in a while, learn to recite it. Once in a while, recite it. You are going to face a serious test, recite it. You are looking for a wife, recite it. You are looking for work, recite it. You wish to please Allah, recite it. Here, there is no mention of the name of any prophet except us that Allah mentioned. Alam ahadi lakum ya bani Adam. It's us that he mentioned. Alam yaram insan. It's us that he mentioned. This book is sent from Allah to us. And the heart of that book is this surah. So may Allah make us to understand it.
Amen.
And that brings us to the issue of Laylatul Qadr. We have entered the nights of Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet said, we should cite for Laylatul Qadr fi tasi'at al-tubqa, fi sabi'at al-tubqa, fi khamsat al-tubqa, fi sadisat al-tubqa. We should look for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Man is always arguing. This argument, we should try to relieve ourselves from arguing. If we know something, I will tell somebody, I say it's not like that, we believe him. We are always begging Allah, يُدْنَا صَلَاةَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah, guide us to the straight path, and Allah will ask us, let us add on it. Which is this straight path? صَلَاةَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ عَلَمْ تَعْلِيمِ. The path of those that Allah you are pleased with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this translation of this is in the Quran. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ. These people that Allah is pleased with, among them are the prophets. Among them are big out of Allah, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, Sheikh Baraz. وَالشُّهَدَاءَ, among them are those that died for Allah, seeing Allah. وَصَالِي, among those that righteous servants of Allah that we see, some of these ulama that we see with us, that are upright. So these are the people that we are talking about. We should try to follow them. Let's not try to say we are discovering a week. If you are reading the Quran, you don't know the meaning, what did the ulama say about it? What did the Prophet ulama say about it? People like Buhari, Imam Buhari and Imam Muslim, they have chapters that are talking of tafsir, what the Prophet translates some parts of the Quran that is translated. The rest he left for the ulama. لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا نَزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا أَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, Prophet, explain to them what was said to them. Then those of them that have given the love of the Prophet, for them to be able to think from the love of the Prophet, they will think and be able to give meaning to the remaining. Some of the things you don't even know the meaning now because the equations are not yet complete. Sheikh Ahmad Yan said they are part of the Quran that we don't know the meaning until future people will know the meaning. All this, let us follow the path of those that we see in front of us who have succeeded. If not, how can somebody come in this era? You are seeing haram every day. You are telling lies every day. You are not far away from even the blood of people, the blood of human beings, and you say you know the truth. Those that spend their days without this, you say they don't know the truth. Yesterday in this country, about 200 years ago, everybody agreed that there was somebody called Bin Fodil. All the Muslims put together at that time in this country, people knew that Usman Bin Fodil was better than most of the Muslims. That was a place that everybody runs to take knowledge, to take energy, to take the direction from. Today, we say they are not on the right path. And this is someone like Bin Fodil who does not sleep for more than 4 hours a day. Then about 800 years ago, you have the Borno Empire, you have the Awliya of Allah there that formed this empire. Most of them are saintly servants of Allah. You say you don't believe in saintly servants of Allah. Yesterday, when we were born, we all heard of people like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz. That nobody will tell you in this world of his time, there was a scholar that troubled the earth and had acceptance like him, or converted people to Islam like him, or have followers like him. You say you don't believe in him. What do you believe in? People that you don't know. You have never heard of them. Or you believe in your own intelligence and you keep on arguing. Let us try to take away from us, mind away from argument. This is the Lord of Qadr. The first was someone knew it. Allah gave him the day of the Lord of Qadr, which day it is. And the Prophet Harisun Alaykum. Harisun Alayhi Ma'anitu. Harisun Alaykum. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma'anitu. Harisun Alaykum. He is so conscious of you that he doesn't want any of you to get lost. Whatever he can do to put everybody in paradise, he wants to do it. Merely he got the knowledge in his room, say that Aisha's room where he was staying. He just came out to come and tell in the mosque, to come and tell people, come, this is the night of Lail Qadr. He made two people argue, two sahabas argue. By then he stand up to separate the argument, the knowledge was taken away. That is how much people can lose by arguing. You know the direction you are going, just believe it. Imam Ghazali, Abu Hamid, he said, this Lailatul Qadr is not in every night. It's in some nights, depending on the year. Someone like Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, if you say Lailatul Qadr, it is nine letters. It was mentioned three times in the surah. Inna anzalnahu fi Lailatul Qadr. It was mentioned three times. Nine multiplied by this three, say it's 27 nights. Imam Abu Hamid al Ghazali said, no, it changes between the nights of the last 10 days, but it's in the odd days. Depending on the day with which the Ramadan starts. So if Ramadan starts on a Sunday, or it starts on a Wednesday, he said, that year, the Lailatul Qadr will be on the 29th, the night of the 29th of Ramadan. He said, but if, however, Ramadan started on a Monday, he said, then it will be on the 21st. Of that night, or to be on the night of the 21st of Ramadan. If Ramadan started on a Tuesday or on a Friday, 2 days, then the Lailatul Qadr will be on the night of 27th. If Ramadan, however, started on a Thursday, then it will be on the 9th, on the 25th night of Ramadan. But if it started on a Saturday, it will be on the 23rd night of Ramadan. And this year it started on a Saturday. And there is something special in this Ramadan of this year. What is special in this is that all over the world, there was no difference of when the Ramadan started. This itself is a ni'mah on us that we should use in praying to Allah. That Allah that was able to make all Muslims to start Ramadan this year in one day in this country with other countries without anybody saying no, it is not this day, it is not that day. May Allah bring our hearts together. Amen. And that may Allah answer our prayers. So we are hoping that these people should look for the Lailatul Qadr in the 21st night, in the 23rd night, in the 25th night, in the 27th night, in the 29th night, but more emphatically this year in the 23rd night. Let everybody stand up. Pray to Allah sincerely. What prayer should you do? Because you pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that the gift that Allah gave you, Allah should not allow you to evade you. What gift did He give you? You as a person. He gave you the gift of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Quran as a Muslim. He gave you the Prophet and the Quran. Let Allah allow you. The Prophet, the love of the Prophet and the Quran to be in your mind at every second of your life.
Amen.
Then whatever you want from Allah, pray that Allah should give you. Then pray for your mother.
Amen.
Then pray for your father. Then pray for your community. Pray for your country. Pray for your Muslim brothers. In this country, the question of saying, this one is good, that one is good, today, let's all of us hands down. We don't know who is good in this country. Whoever you know and you are sure is good doesn't even have access to how to get to be your president. Let's beg Allah in His infinite mercy that has brought all of us to start Ramadan in the same one day, that He should give us a leader that has capability and has knowledge. Somebody that has the knowledge and has capability. An ignorant person cannot lead this country. Another human person that has not gotten the capacity cannot lead this country. May Allah give us such a person, and may Allah make this country to go forward. May Allah unite Muslims. May Allah unite our hearts. May Allah clean our hearts for us. May Allah establish us with zikr. May Allah has given us zikr. La ilaha illallah. He has given us Quran. We have seen it. Clear Quran. May Allah increase us in the knowledge of this clarity of Quran and knowledge of the Jihad Musa. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah forgive the sins of our fathers. May Allah forgive the sins of all our brothers. May Allah strengthen our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala reward the Prophet for us. May He reward all the companions for us. May He be sufficient for us in all our ways. May Allah Ta'ala be sufficient for this country. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us to end up as Muslims. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر حق الحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره والداعي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
ها انا ده